Hare Krishna. So we are seeing in this chapter the teachings of Lord Rishabhdev, and how this chapter is ending. This is the second last verse, this chapter, and talking about the activities of Lord Rishabhdev and the purpose why Lord is behaving in such way. So there are a few things which Srila Prabhupada talks about purport. One is how Lord Rishabhdev possessed a transcendental spiritual body which was not appreciated by general public, and they could not understand the mystic yoga practice, so they started to disturb him. Just to cheat the public, Lord Rishabhdev behaved like crows, cows and deers, as is mentioned. So it is very important to understand about God and about his activities. So here we shall discuss a few points, like what is the definition of God, what is the power of energy of God, not only the power of God but power of energy of God, and how Lord manifests himself in different ways, and what are the activities of Lord, and understanding the activities of Lord, and finally realizing the God, so that we can achieve the ultimate perfection of life by realizing him. So here we see the definition, if when we talk about who is God or the definition of God, in so many scriptures, like even Prabhupada says that in the first verse of Bhagavatam, Janma Adhyasya Atha, how Lord is perfect and everything is manifesting from the Lord. So many people understand the definition of God either in both extremes. Either they take God as completely all exclusive, or they say God is all inclusive. So all exclusive means God is there in his spiritual abode and he doesn't exist anywhere else. And people who say God is all inclusive, they say because everywhere God is present, so everything is God. So here we get understanding, the correct understanding from Vaishnava Acharyas and from Srila Prabhupada, that how we cannot go on either of the extreme, rather we have to combine the understanding that Lord is present in his spiritual form, in his abode, and yet Lord is also manifesting as a Paramatma in every atom of this universe. But that does not make that Lord becomes or everything becomes God, but God still remains God. And explaining that, Lord Krishna himself says, Abhajananti mam mura manushim tanum ashritam param bhavam ajananto mamam bhuta maheshwara. So in that verse, once Srila Prabhupada was giving lecture in Calcutta in 1976, where just to explain this point and to defeat the understanding, the wrong understanding, the Mayavad understanding about God, Prabhupada spoke. I'll just read out the lecture of Prabhupada, small paragraph. Prabhupada says, you can become God, I can become God, he can become God, but Supreme God is Krishna. That means we understand that in every living entity God is present, and also living entity has been given some control. Very minute control Srila Prabhupada has been given by Krishna to every living entity. So in a small way, everyone is a Ishwar. But this does not make him Param Ishwar, which is only Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada says that if we accept that we are all gods, but still there is distinction. Now people say we are all gods, but still Prabhupada make this point that there is also a distinction in that. Here is a male god, here is a female god. One is a child god, here is an educated god, here is a foolish god. If we are all gods, then we have to qualify these gods in this way. There are differentiations from one god to another. That means one god is superior to another god. That you have to accept, Srila Prabhupada says. So in this way, if you go on making the progress, who is best god, then you come to Krishna. Ishwara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. So Srila Prabhupada very clearly explains this point, how even though people say that, you know, just to explain to them that we are very small and minute controllers, that control is also given by Krishna himself. But if you go, who is the supreme controller, keep on going, you know, president of country, then Lord Brahma himself, then we go. Prabhupada said we reach ultimate to Krishna. Also in Gopal Tapanishad Upanishad it is given, Satchidananda Rupaya Krishnaya. I offer my obeisances unto the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is the eternal blissful form of knowledge. So here again, we see in all the Upanishads and scriptures, it is spoken about the form of God. Another verse is, and your form is transcendental, full of knowledge, bliss and eternity. It is also from Gopal Tapanishad Upanishad. So we see here, people were not able to understand the activities of Lord Rishabhdev, and that too the activities which he was performing as a avaduta. And people say that, you know, imitate, and they say, oh, we can also do the activity and we can also become God. Then this is the definition. Let us understand the energy. So energy of God, when we see, Srila Prabhupada says, if a soul surrendered to Krishna can get out of the influence of material energy, then how can Supreme Lord, who conducts the creation, maintenance and annihilation of the whole cosmic nature, have a material body like us? So many people imitating Lord Rishabhdev and other, you know, and saying that I am God and we can become God just by doing some yoga. And when we say that, you know, you have a material body, God doesn't have a material body, they say no, after practicing some penances and some austerity and some yoga, I will become perfect. But here Prabhupada says that how Lord is not having a material body, and he is supremely powerful. Because the soul who has surrendered to God, they themselves can get out of the influence of material nature. Then how a living entity who is completely under the modes of material nature can claim to become God and says that one day I will become free from the influences and I will become God? But we see when Krishna descends or any of the incarnation, he doesn't get contaminated or affected by modes of nature. He remains the same, pure. His personal abode is Golok Vrindavan, but he is still present everywhere as energy. Like Prabhupada gives very famous example of sun god, the sun disk and the sun rays. And we see how Lord manifest. People say, a very common question when we go out and give seminar or class and anywhere we go, people ask that if God is spiritual, they say, we agree God is spiritual, but how that spiritual God is manifesting in the material form? So when we are talking about deities, how Supreme Lord is manifesting in the matter, then our acharyas explained this point in different ways. Like when we talk about matter, and when we say Supreme Lord is all controller, so when Supreme Lord is all controller, he is controlling matter and spirit both, and he is supremely independent. If he wants, he can appear from anywhere, manifest from anywhere. Like we saw in the past times of Lord Narsingadev, he manifested himself from the pillar. The one question we have asked, that is there, can matter have that power or ability to prevent God to appear from matter, to manifest himself from matter? Can matter stop God? Cannot. Pillar, that may be marble pillar from where Lord Narsingadev appeared, but that became sacred because Lord appeared from there. That pillar cannot say, no, you may be supreme controller Krishna, but you cannot appear here. You cannot manifest from here. Another thing, you can say, is the impurity of matter bigger than the purity of Krishna? Like this point, I was recently, 2 days back, I was in IIT Powai, and I told one student that you are reading, you are chanting already, and you are reading, why don't you keep one Bhagavad Gita in your room? He said, no sir, actually this, you know, my room is very contaminated, even the place, entire hostel is contaminated, I cannot keep this spiritual sacred Bhagavad Gita in my room. This is not a good place. It's a pious fellow. I gave example what Srila Prabhupada famously quotes, that how when sun shines and the rays of sun are on the, you know, on the ground, coming on the ground, even the stool and urine gets purified. But sun does not get contaminated by that. So similarly, when we bring this sacred book Srimad Bhagavad Gita or any other scripture and keep at that place gets purified. The matter, the contamination of matter have no effect on Krishna or his manifestation in like Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam. Then Srila Prabhupada says to explain this point, Jaya Shri Shri Radha Ras Pyari Shri Gaur Nitya Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki. Srila Prabhupada very explicitly explained this point that why Krishna appears in this form. Like one of the form Krishna appears is Archa Vigraha. So Prabhupada says, if God does not manifest himself through matter as in the form of deity, how can we perceive him? How can we serve him and how can we love him? Srila Prabhupada in one of the lecture was saying that if Krishna appears in the Virat form, the universal form, you know, all the cloth mill of the earth will get over just to make one dhoti for Lord. And that too we may not be able to achieve. So how will we serve? Arjuna, Prabhupada says Arjuna was fearful seeing that Virat Purusha form. So how can we express our love and how can we serve Krishna? So very mercifully, it's his causeless mercy that Krishna decides to manifest in this form which we can perceive. And it is like Chandra Shakha Naya, where Sanatana Goswami also explains Yatan Shatamrit, that when we have to see the spiritual, you know, form, we have to go through, because we can perceive, our senses can perceive something material. So child is shown the moon, the mother says, oh, look at the moon. He says, where is the moon? I cannot see the moon. Then mother says, okay, can you see that tree? He says, yes. Can you see those two branches? He says, yes. Now see through the branches and you will find the moon there. Now is that the moon is fixed between two branches? No. If a child is thinking, that is not correct. So similarly, Lord Krishna himself appears in the form of deity so that we can serve him for our own benefit. Similarly, when we talk about manifestation, this concept of anthropomorphism, which is, you know, that today I am human being, today I am a jiva, a conditioned soul, but just by practicing some austerities and penances, I can become God. Prabhupada says, either you are God or you are not God. One cannot become God by anything. Because this concept is not applicable for God. Many people say, why do you worship God who looks like human? If you worship God who looks like human, then cows will have God who looks like cow. All animals, all birds will have their own form of God which is similar to them. And they say, because human being is like that, they have made the form of, you know, Rama, Krishna or Gaur Nitya as like human beings. But Jesus Christ clarifies this point. He says, Lord is not made in the image of human being, but human being is made in the image of God. That is the eternal truth about the form of Krishna. And Krishna has made us like him, given us a form which resembles. So God is a person. He is not impersonal. He is a person. He is manifesting himself as an Archa Vigraha, but that does not limit the form. People say that because Lord has manifested himself in the form of Archa, that means Lord is limited till this much, whatever may be the size. Lord does not become limited. He just appears in front of his devotees, you know, answering their prayers so that they can serve him. They can reciprocate, and Lord also can reciprocate his love with his devotees. When understanding that, you know, speciality when we are talking about deity or God's form, the body, the understanding, one of the scriptures says, the speciality of God's body is conveyed by describing his as akavyam, akayam. Kaya means body, but Krishna is described in the scriptures as akayam in some places. Why that is given akayam? Because people sometimes get frustrated. Then I have a form, and this form is giving me so much trouble and so much disturbance, so much painful experiences. Then even if God has form, it's the same thing. So that is why in some places of the scripture it is mentioned akayam, that God does not have form. And this is a negative injunction, and to counteract there are also positive injunctions, statement like talking about the form of Krishna, where it is mentioned. Why the form is mentioned? Because the devotees can express, serve Lord. So for them, there is the ultimate fulfillment of their all the desires of a devotee is just to serve Lord and not even to worry about liberation. So to understand this more detail, there is, it is called one pranam, praman is arthapatti praman. It said in the scripture there is something called arthapatti praman, which is postulation based on two statements. For example, if I say I don't eat food in the during the daytime, this is one statement. Another statement says I am growing fat, I am becoming fat, my body is growing. Then what can we understand from these two statements is that I eat food in the night. Otherwise, how the body is growing? So similarly, in some places, some scriptures, it says Krishna is not having form. Krishna is nirakar. And some other places in the scripture, it says Krishna is having form. So when we apply this theory, praman, it says Krishna is not having form, Krishna is having form. So both the statement when we combine, we can understand Krishna is not having material form, but Krishna is having spiritual form. So this clearly explains that Krishna has a form and that is completely spiritual. So deity is for our movement also, Srila Prabhupada says, one of the four things when he says one is the deity worship. The first thing he said, Harinam Sankirtan, book distribution. And one of the thing was deity worship. So in our movement also, see, Srila Prabhupada has stressed so much. Prabhupada says, if you want to purify, you can just worship deity and automatically you will get purified. In the 64 items of mention in Nectar of Devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami Pada explains, 21 of the items are directly connected to deity. Worship of deity, seeing the deity, bowing down, paying obeisances, circumambulating the deity. Like this, there are 21 items which are directly connected to deity. How important is this? And it is only possible because Lord Himself has decided to manifest in the form of deity. To that degree, it's also said, when we see the material form as divine, to that degree we will see the divine form as material. Suppose if one goes and sees the body of a woman, if that person is lusty, he will see this body of woman is divine, and then he runs behind her. The same degree he will see the spiritual transcendental form of Lord in the deity as material, and he will see there is a marble. But devotees who see matter as matter and not divine, they see Lord Krishna's form, the deity, as divine. So it is in a proportion. When we talk about manifestation we shall see some activities of Lord. Like this purport says, or in this few verses, it is spoken about Lord Rishabhdev's activities, which are apparently out of the world. No one can understand why Lord is doing. So why even Krishna, who is completely spiritual, has to do something apparently material? Like when Bhishmadev was shooting arrows, we saw that the blood is coming out from Krishna's body. If body is spiritual, how can blood come out? Even same other pastime, Nityananda Prabhu, when he was hit by Jagai Madhai, blood was coming out from his head. If Krishna, Nityananda Prabhu, they are completely spiritual, how that blood is coming out? So this is, even this Lord Rishabhdev acting as an avaduta. So here, one devotee says that, imagine if Narasingha Leela drama is going on. Imagine one devotee is performing, he has become a Narasingha Dev, and there is Hiranyakashipu, and there is a drama going on. So when, you know, Hiranyakashipu's stomach is just torn apart, and Narasingha Dev is just pulling out the intestine, if nothing comes out in the drama, we will not feel any reality in that. We may be doing drama, but imagine in that drama if we put the effects, you know, some red strip coming out with some liquid dropping out, you feel that the blood is there and the intestine Lord is pulling out. So similarly it is explained that Lord, when he appears in this world, he does two types of activities. One, because he is appearing in the human society, he does the activities like a human. So eating, or like here it is said, passing stool. But when Lord, even that is transcendental, but even when Lord Krishna does the activities of God on this planet, then he is completely different. That no one can imitate. Like Govardhan Leela, that time he is not playing the role of human. Because no, you for human it is not possible any time to carry Govardhan Hill. But when he is dealing with the Pandavas or dealing with the Kauravas in the Yuddha, the war, he is playing role of a human being. That's why even he becomes the ambassador or the dut of Yudhishthir Maharaj, the Shanti dut, and goes to Duryodhan. If he is, that time he is playing the role of a human being, not of a god. Otherwise he doesn't need to go only to Duryodhan. Like once Lord Ramchandra, when Vibhishan came to surrender to Lord Ramchandra, so Lord said, because everyone was saying no, Hanuman and Sugriv, they were saying no, Vibhishan has come from the opposite party, you know, he can do a spy or something, so don't give him shelter. So Lord says to Hanuman, it is not about he or another person like Ravana, it is about me. Can I give him shelter or not? Lord says, I have all the power that I can just sit here. I don't need to go to Lanka also. I can just sit here and inspire as Paramatma to Ravana and bring back Sita. What is the need to go there? So this is a supreme, you know, which cannot be understandable. So then Lord has all the power, but when he is acting as a human being, he goes to Lanka, he takes help of all the monkeys, and then he fights with Ravana and brings back Mother Sita. So these are the activities which are apparently material and mesmerizing. Also here Srila Prabhupada says, to cheat the people, he behaved like cows and crows. When we see what is understanding of the activities, you know, we spoke about deities and how we can see that deities are transcendental. We spoke about deities as transcendental, but how can we feel? Like Mahatma Prabhu was explaining 2 days back that he was quoting one incident of Srila Prabhupada, that Prabhupada asked his disciples, then how do you say that Krishna is supreme, or why are you doing devotional service? And one of the disciples replied that, because I feel in that way. So similarly, Srila Radha Rasbihari here is here, then how can we understand that here is not just a marble, it's Krishna himself. So here, Acharyas explain, and it is very practical, we can see. Every one of us are feeling some joy by serving the deities. Devotees who are serving deities or chanting holy name of Krishna, they feel some transcendental effect is definitely there. Otherwise, how will they continue? Prabhupada said that it is not just on a theoretical understanding, we cannot continue devotional service throughout the life. For that we need some feeling, some reciprocation from Krishna. And to see the effect, like Prabhupada says, if you want to know how the tree is, just take the fruit of that tree. The effect, from the effect we can understand how the thing is. So if by serving deities, even if by taking darshan of deities, if we are getting some feelings, that means it is transcendental. We cannot go to some pillar or some marble statue and then reciprocate and put garland and put chamar, fan, everything. That will not have that same effect. It will not have any effect other than frustration. And that's why many people get frustrated outside. You know, I was hearing one student was saying that my forefathers have been worshipping deities. He was saying deities, it was idol worship. So, I don't find anything. I have been doing from my childhood. My father says, this is our, Kula Devata. They go to some temple, some demigod temple, and you bow down. He said, for practically 15 years, I bowed down. Then he came to ISKCON. And he found there's a difference. Even once in America, I heard this pastime that one devotee was distributing books and he gave the book to an old man. And this old person was very much arguing with the devotee. The devotee said, forget, who will argue with him? So he told, why don't you come to our temple and do some service? So the old man immediately agreed, came to temple and started serving. He knew gardening, so devotees told, okay, you take care of the garden. For some time you take care. Then he started the activity of gardening and he found so much joy that he went on and went on and went on completely till the evening. He forgot everything. Practically till evening, he is just serving. And he found so much joy that next day, he again came. This old person again came next day and he said, I want to do the same activity. But now Krishna has different plans. Krishna gave him mercy. Next day he tried to do the gardening, but he didn't find any relish. So he said, okay, let me try to do like I did yesterday. So he changed the angle of his body, he changed the angle of the instrument what he was doing, he tried to change the mood, he tried to meditate, but nothing was happening. He tried all permutation combinations, but no emotions or no reciprocation is coming. Then he went to devotees, he said, what is this? Yesterday I didn't want to come and you all pulled me here and gave me service and I found so much joy which I have never experienced in my life. How then today when I have come voluntarily and want to do some service, then I am not finding any joy? Then devotees explain him. He said that was Krishna's mercy to make you understand that Krishna is there. And even when you are serving the garden of Krishna, you are getting so much joy. So then he started chanting and he continued, became a devotee. But he got the joy. Many devotees when I speak with devotees, I ask them that how you felt when you first time chanted. And everyone has practically 100% of the devotees have given me the answer. The first few days or first few months of chanting was completely transcendental. So we feel, and Krishna gives some token of mercy. and then he sees, okay, struggle. And when struggle is going on good, he gives another, you know, what do you say, another installment of mercy. And if someone is working, but he is not getting any joy, when he thinks that now I should leave, immediately Krishna will give him one installment. Take this cookie and stay here. Like we heard recently how many devotees, when they were in 22nd Avenue, they used to think, you know, I have to leave. But then we'll see outside the door, there is a jar full of gulab jamuns. They'll eat one gulab jamun and stay for a few more days. Krishna gives that mercy. So we understand the activities of God are also transcendental. Now, very important is how can we realize God. Prabhupada quotes this very famous verse, Atha Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhaved Grahyam Indriya Sevan Mukhehi Jivado Swayam Eva Spurati Yada. Swayam Eva Spurati Yada. This transcendental pastime or mercy will swayam on its own spurate ada. It will manifest in the heart. We cannot do any other activity just to, like that person was trying to do so many changes in his gardening service, he didn't get mercy. I mean, he was getting mercy, but that he was not feeling. So just by doing some external activity on our own, we may not be able to get success. But as is mentioned by Acharyas, Sevan Mukhehi Jivado, that here is Krishna, how can I understand Sevan Mukhehi Jivado? By chanting, by doing kirtan, by glorifying Krishna. By using our tongue, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also says, that this tongue, out of all the senses in the body, this tongue is most voracious and most difficult to control. And that's why we eat Krishna Prasad. Prabhupada used to tell his disciples, do not, you want to eat as much as quantity you eat, but only eat Krishna Prasad. If we engage our tongue in service of Krishna, by tongue has two functions, Srila Prabhupada says. One is eating, one is talking. So if we eat Krishna Prasad, if we honor Krishna Prasad, and just use the sound, vibration of tongue in chanting, in doing kirtan and glorifying Krishna and his devotees, then automatically that mercy will come. And we'll find that Swayam Meva Suratyada, that automatically it will be revealed about Krishna. How Krishna is the source of everything, how Krishna is supreme controller, that all will manifest with that. Otherwise, Na Bhaved Grahyam Indriya. These material senses are there. Then these senses are engaged in service of Krishna, automatically we get mercy. To same understanding, we may have the body which is material, but when this material body and material senses are used in service of Supreme Transcendental, then just by the touch of Krishna's name or any other service, we become transcendental. And we see that how devotees, pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada and many other acharyas have become completely transcendental. Even their body is not material. The body of a pure devotee is not material, it is transcendental. Like one pastime of Shripad Ramanujacharya, when Ramanujacharya was seeing that this one village, no one is becoming a devotee and they are all like empty. They all were arguing so much and no one is ready to take up the devotional service. Then Ramanujacharya, he told to his disciples that go upstream in the river and just put your foot in the river. Just dip your foot in the river. And he just did. And next day, all the villagers became devotees. Everyone accepted devotional service. Because the river upstream, the water was coming down, which the villagers were using. So this disciple of Ramanujacharya was sent to make that entire part as Charanamrit. And just by, you know, drinking or using the Charanamrit, they would have drank also river water. They became devotees. So just by the energy of Krishna, or by which is devotee, if by the touch of devotee one can become devotee, then what to talk of chanting or doing kirtan directly of Krishna, which is no difference, same effect it will have. So this is how Acharya Srila Prabhupada was saying, and Srila Prabhupada gave lecture on this same verse, and he was explaining this part, Atah Shri Krishna Namadi. And we'll get, one gets so much absorbed that he is completely oblivious to this material world. Here Lord Rishabhdev is showing that how we have to be above bodily conception by behaving in such a way. He's showing, Prabhupada says in this lecture, that he's showing that how we have to go above the material bodies. Prabhupada gives example of Stalin, where Stalin was undergoing operation of the intestine, and doctor were giving him chloroform. He said, no chloroform, I want to see. So his stomach was like, you know, operated, and intestine is getting operated, but he is not affected at all. Srila Prabhupada says he is absorbed so much in his service that he forgets the body, which is a material concept. So just by getting absorbed, Srila Prabhupada is in service of Krishna, by chanting and glorifying Krishna, we can become so much absorbed that we will forget what is material. Hare Krishna. So we saw today about the definition of God, how Lord manifest, and what are the activities He does, and why He does the activities, how we can understand the activity of God and realize God. It is for our benefit. Hare Krishna. Any comments? Any correction? Prabhuji is asking, is Jainism, Jain Dharma, is coming from Rishabhdev, it's some concoction. So I tried research, because I was told to go to Jaipur and, you know, do preach in NIT Jaipur. So there I saw that almost everyone is like a Jain. And one of the student, he's devotee, chanting 8 rounds, he was in Gita Jayanti, went with some books. And this other person was Jain, so he threw Bhagavad Gita. I said, then I, you know, was perplexed, and I wanted to know what is this Jain Dharma. So you know, everything is, they say our first Tirthankar, they say Tirthankar when we say Acharya, is Rishabhdev. That was too much bewildering for me. If Krishna is your first Tirthankar and the founder Acharya, then why you are throwing the books? So then I tried to find out, but I got some understanding that some concoction has become in the between, and they didn't understand the spirit of Lord Rishabhdev completely. But they say that our dharma is coming from Lord Rishabhdev. And on that day Mahatma Prabhu was also explaining one, that how they pluck the hair and all that, how they do so much austerity. But we have to understand the spirit. Srila Prabhupada never told us to do so much austerity, but even devotees are more blissful than doing that austerity, because Srila Prabhupada taught the spirit, which is more important, and we are getting all the bliss. We may eat gulab jamuns after gulab jamuns and yet get so much transcendental effect. So I don't know, but sorry, maybe I'll find and let you know where that some concoction has happened. Yes, please.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, thank you. Very nice class. Prabhuji, you explained it. After seeing Arjuna, the universal form of Krishna, Arjuna became fearful condition. But Arjuna was pure devotee of the Lord. The pure devotee of the Lord, he does not afraid any death, and any yamras, your messenger also. So after seeing the universal form of Krishna, Arjuna, why became fearful condition?
I cannot hear, but I'll repeat what I understood. You are saying that Arjuna, when he saw the Virat form, he became fearful. So what is the reason?
What is the reason?
Because Arjuna is pure devotee, and he knew that Supreme Lord is Krishna.
Knew, but pure devotee of the Lord, he does not afraid even death. So why he became fearful condition?
Okay. One reason what I have heard that acharyas explain, because Arjuna was in a Sakya Bhav, and then when he saw this Virat form, he was not able to connect, because his rasa was different. And when, yes, you are asking something.
But Srila Prabhupada explained, I read, Arjuna was pure devotee of the Lord. The Krishna's form is a delivered the conditioned soul, but Krishna's the universal form not delivered conditioned soul. That's why name, fame, position, everything is in of universal form of Krishna. That's why the devotee he does not want any name, fame, position. That's why he wants only pure bhakti, devotional service. That's why Arjuna pray Krishna for deliverance from material world to Krishna. That's why Krishna prayed, Lord Krishna, please you become previous your form, because the Krishna's form very attractive and deliver form, but universal form not deliver form. Srila Prabhupada explained it.
So because
that's why na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam.
Okay. So this is the question, or you are giving the explanation what Srila Prabhupada says?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you so much for nice class. I have one doubt. You gave one example that Ramanujacharya, he sent his devotee to give the charanamrita to the all villagers who before they were not getting the devotional service. After they are using the charanamrita, they all became devotees. So day to day life, we are dealing with so many brahmacharis, so many devotees, that sometimes we are trying to get the dust off from other devotees. Another time we are also talking something mundane things about that devotee. So how to handle this situation?
You are saying that your question is how that the entire village became devotee just by charanamrita of that Ramanujacharya's disciple, that we want to take dust of the lotus feet of devotees here, but they don't give. That's the question.
We are also trying to get the dust from the devotees, but another time we are also talking mundane things about that particular devotee, like prajalpa. So how to handle this?
So the question is, at one thought we want to take the dust of the lotus feet of that devotee, and another thought, another moment, we are talking with that devotee which is not related to Krishna. We are doing some prajalpa. That's the question. So then we should not do prajalpa, and we should talk about Krishna. And then it is like how we see that devotee. If we see devotee as representative of Krishna, and then we just discuss Krishna katha with him, we will have our respect for the devotee always there. Because when even two devotees, because like once Maharaj is saying, when Maharaj says that prajalpa takes us away from Krishna, so even then between to devotees, it is not any more transcendental or spiritual. It will not have the effect. So we are going away from Krishna. So we have to talk about Krishna and not do prajalpa. That's how we can handle.
Thank you, Guruji.
Mara would like to add something. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.